What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Surfing the Stream, where every week we're in a quest to find out what is the greatest movie of all time. I am Matt Primo, joined by Josh Primo.
What's up, bitches?
We are back this week, and we're going to start knocking out some movies that got released in 2023. I am nearing the end of, obviously, the year's ending, so I'm trying to put together my final top 10 list for 2023. And let me just tell y'all guys, there are a shit ton of movies that have not come out yet. Or actually, they just came out, but they haven't come out on like streaming and whatnot. So I'm having to do a lot of legwork up in here for the last little bit of the year. But to this week, we are going to be reviewing Kandahar, which is, you can find that on Hulu. It's the one with Gerard Butler. So definitely interested in talking about this movie a little bit further for y'all and letting y'all know whether or not this is something you need to waste your time with. I don't want to give away my review, but you probably don't. But anyways, moving on to the plot and fun facts of Kandahar. After his mission is exposed, an undercover CIA operative stuck deep in hostile territory in Afghanistan must fight his way out alongside his Afghan translator to an extraction point in Kandahar, all whilst avoiding elite enemy forces and foreign spies tasked with hunting them down. You know, I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I did not read that plot before I fucking said it. And I legitimately just told you the entire story when reading that. Like, I'm pretty sure I just recapped the entire movie in like two sentences.
I mean, I think our review's done. Y'all have a good night.
That's it. Thanks for joining. So this movie is directed by Rick Roman I don't know how to fucking say his name. Go fuck yourself. Now, what's interesting about this guy is there are three movies on here that I actually enjoy and I feel like are kind of underrated. We have In the Shadows, which is not one of the ones I'm talking about. Felon, also not one of the ones I'm talking about. Snitch, the one with The Rock in it. That was a good movie. Shot Caller. Which we didn't review that last year. I actually reviewed that on a whim because Carmen, one of our Patreon supporters, told me about it. And that movie was fucking good. Really good.
I fucking like that movie.
Greenland was also one movie that he directed. That was with Gerard Butler, the apocalypse movie, End of the World. It was the apocalypse movie, but it didn't really have the apocalypse in it. Does that make sense? It was more of a character.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than like a disaster movie. That was pretty good movie. That was one of the first reviews that I ever did on the podcast was Greenland. I did that in the December of the year that we started. So it was a couple months into the podcast. A little fun fact for y'all.
Suck it, bitches. Bam.
That's right. he has also directed Angel Has Fallen, which was the Gerard Butler. Obviously, I guess he must be a Gerard Butler dick writer.
fucking A.
He's in the same fan club as fucking Rachel, I guess.
I was going to say that. I was like, nah, I'm going to behave.
but yeah, the budget for this movie. Question mark. It did gross $9.3 million. I'm hoping it didn't cost that much. it didn't look like it cost that much, but you know, I've been wrong before. It stars Gerard Butler. I'm going to say this wrong. Navid Naginbon? I don't know. Travis Fimmel as well.
How fitting is it? Isn't that a chick? Or was that the interpreter?
No, that was the interpreter.
Oh, well, that joke would have made sense, so thank you for the clarification.
It has a runtime of 1 hour and 59 minutes, and it was released May 26, 2023. I have one fun fact for you. And this is actually, I mean, when you actually think about it and think about how many movies have been made over the years, this fun fact is actually kind of interesting. This is only, and let me put a disclaimer out there. I didn't fact check this. This is from IMDb. So take this with a grain of salt. This is the second American-made movie to shoot entirely in Saudi Arabia. In all the years that movies have released, this is only the second one to be shot entirely in that country from Americans.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, you could propped me up a little bit and be like, oh, man, that's so fucking cool. Fuck.
Oh, no shit, man. Damn, I've always wanted to go to Saudi Arabia.
Is it weird that I think about Arabian Nights from Aladdin when I think about that?
Is it weird? All I can think of is that statue toppling over and everybody throwing shoes. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right. So as per the normal, we're going to jump into our expectations of the movie because, again, expectations are a huge component of how you view a movie. Expectations and then kind of the mood that you're in as well. I can't tell you how many movies that I've watched over the years that I was in a shitty mood and it negatively affected the movie. But when I watched it again, I liked it a lot more. So what were your expectations for Kandahar?
Did you ever watch the trailer to this?
Show the fuck didn't. I went into it blind.
Lucky man. You watch the fucking trailer. It sets your expectations fucking high. Like higher than Cheech and Chong.
So I have learned, because you pick a lot of B-rated movies, sometimes D-rated movies, but you know, I'm not judging, no disrespect. B-rated movies that I've learned that it is best for me not to know anything about going into it. I like to just be pleasantly surprised.
In fact, I wish I had an argument on that.
it's helped me in some of these movies that we've reviewed not knowing anything about it.
This is not as shitty as I was expecting.
Right?
So, my expectations were high, man. I do like me some Gerard Butler. I liked a lot of his fucking movies, and a lot of them are good action-y movies.
Law-abiding Citizen, man. That's his best movie.
Well, yeah, and he's fucking awesome in all the Fallen movies. You know, Olympus Has Fallen, Somebody Else Fallen.
Help, I've fallen, I can't get up.
So, you know, my expectations were high on it. I was excited, man. I was like, I couldn't text you fast enough when I seen that it dropped on Hulu.
So I'm not going to lie. I saw the movie drop on Hulu. Originally this week, we were supposed to review the movie Oppenheimer, which hopefully we can review that either next week or the week after.
I get to pick the next movie, bitch.
Oh, you picked this one, motherfucker. It counts.
No, this was your fucking week, bitch. No, I got one that's going to blow your fucking socks off.
You said, let's review Kandahar. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it'll save me some money. And you're like, okay, motherfucker, you picked it.
No, sir, I helped you. I got one that's going to blow your dick off your body after this.
All right, we'll save it for the end of this episode so we can.
And I'll be the one to blow it.
Well, I think I like this movie a lot more now. It's gonna be Michael Bay explosions up in this motherfucker. So originally I wasn't planning on reviewing this particular movie this week. It was gonna be, I don't even know if I was even planning on reviewing it, but I was planning on watching it at some point for the 2023 review cycle. So going into this movie, not very high expectations. Okay, it's a It's a Gerard Butler movie that, I mean, as far as I'm aware, it didn't get released in theater. I mean, it made $9.3 million, apparently. But it didn't get, like, a huge-ass release. Like, it wasn't some huge, major studio release, okay? So, didn't have the highest of expectations. I just went into it just wanting to be entertained, okay? I'm okay with stupid action. Just, I know it going into it. I want to be entertained. That's all I really give a shit about. And how did your expectations get met or not, sir?
Yeah, it felt kind of flat. I find it to be middle of the road. It'll entertain you. It doesn't last very long.
Shout out.
Whoa, what?
Not the first time I've heard that.
You know, you get your action shit in there. I mean, it's a middle of the road action movie. I mean, there's nothing fucking spectacular about it. I'll never watch this movie again. Is it his best work? Not even close. But I don't mind him in it. But I do find it very fucking odd that this movie, and what was the other one?
The Covenant.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Why did I like the interpreter in both of these movies more than I did like the main fucking actor?
They actually did some pretty decent work in both of those movies with the interpreter.
And I find that so fucking weird.
Making you care for them.
Yeah, I like both of the interpreters in the movies more than I did the main characters.
I mean, let's not escape the fact that they drop this hint like halfway through the movie of, oh, I need to go save my sister, and then they fucking never go save the sister. And the guy.
Well, they use that at the end so they can be like, Kandahar 2, Return of the Sister.
Return of the Sister. Return to the Sand.
And fucking John Rambo jumps out in that motherfucker.
Right. Third Blood. So I don't like this movie. I didn't care for it. I found it. I think you were kind of generous with your opinions of it being a middle of the road action movie. I felt like this is like, I don't want to say it's one of the worst action movies I've ever seen, because it's not. It's better than that, but to straight up just call it an action movie, I think is wrong to describe it as such. I don't see it as an action movie, honestly. There's not a, other than what, two real fight scenes. I mean, is there really any action in it other than two set pieces? The ending and then the chopper scene at night. Am I missing one?
Bruh, how the fuck are you gonna say that and then not say the famous line?
Well, get to the chopper. I didn't do it right that time.
It's too fucking late now. It's too fucking late.
Now do it. Get to the chopper.
Okay, it wasn't too late.
So yeah, I think it's a disservice to call this movie an action movie, because I just don't feel like it is. Now with that being said, jumping into the actual movie itself, there's not a whole lot to chew on with this movie, man. It's just there's no real tension to kind of keep me invested in it. I think some of the side characters that they tried introducing in this movie are just kind of fell flat for me. They tried their hardest to get you to care for Gerard Butler's Tom Harris character and his family, but I don't know. I felt like it was kind of two-dimensional. They didn't really dive too much into that character and make him kind of relatable or wanting you to care for him. And like you said, I think they did a better job with the interpreter. And again, I think the interpreter from The Covenant was done a lot better than this movie. So with that being said, I didn't care for it, man. Didn't care for it. I won't sit here and say it is one of the worst movies of 2023, because there have been some fucking terrible movies that have come out this year. So take that for what it is.
You know, I do wish there was more backstory to Tom Harris's character. Because, I mean, you know, it's the old cliche one where the guy's out and he's going to get a divorce and he's got a kid in the middle of it. And, you know, I'm like, bro, that's been, like, written 50 fucking times now. We can either dive into it or don't fucking mention it. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, this is a cliche storyline. Like, guys, come on. Did you put any thought into the fucking movie? Like, did you just do this the night before it was due kind of thing? Because that's what it kind of feels like.
And let me tell you, if anybody's watching this on YouTube, I don't have fucking Tourette's. The wind's blowing and it's moving me. So fuck y'all for thinking that. Dirty bastards. But did you notice so in the Covenant, we fucking watched 2 hours of a motherfucker walking through the desert, and now we watch 2 hours of a motherfucker driving through the desert.
Like, guys, can we do something different in the desert other than going through the desert?
The motherfucker had a tire fucking blowout. He's like, change it. He's like, huh? What the fuck, man? That was like a 2-minute set piece that was shitty. And why is there a little kid randomly out in the middle of the fucking desert? He didn't have a camel with him. That's so fucked up. We know it was a lie.
Didn't have a fucking camel with him. I don't know how I feel about that.
I had to preface this also. These bitches are in the middle of the damn desert, and they got better fucking cell phone service than I can get in the middle of a fucking metropolitan area.
This guy said
just chew on that. Chew on that, motherfucker. How many times have we tried to do this, and I can't because of my signal?
He's not wrong, guys. I didn't think about any of these flaws, but there are flaws. Yeah. I'm telling you. And go ahead.
And it was like, motorcycle comes out of truck. All right, action sequence. A little action sequence, I'll say. But then you can't do that same motherfucker again 45 minutes down the road and expect us to be like, oh, damn, that's original. Just saying.
I'm telling you. I will say, in theory, the chopper scene at night with the night vision goggles, in theory, that was pretty cool.
That would have been badass if it had done just a little differently.
Yeah, like you could fucking see things. That's the issue.
This guy says, they forgot to give us night vision goggles.
I can just picture, man, that's a fucking awesome ass action sequence. I just didn't see it.
And apparently, them buying two pairs of goggles was all the money they had because their CGI of the fucking helicopter crashing was like somebody drew it on a sketchbook and went thumb through it real quick, and they just it was pretty horrendous.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even see the chopper. I know we're kind of laughing about it and kind of fucking around about it. I legitimately didn't see a chopper.
Damn.
So with that being said, don't watch this shit in the daylight. Because I legitimately did not see. I had to. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, I had to hold my tablet up like this. And they're like, "What are you doing, motherfucker? I'm trying to just see anything."
I'm looking at night vision. Doesn't it? Can you fucking see?
I didn't realize that was a requirement to watch this motherfucker.
And then, you know,
night goggles required. Like a fucking 3D movie.
Now, I think they lacklustered on the car chases or the Humvee chases.
Yeah.
I mean, the only real one we got to really see was like four of them driving through a fucking field, and they just drew that out a little bit longer.
I mean, they had the one in the city that lasted like 30 seconds, but he mainly just ran into cars the entire time. Like, hey, bro, I'm not judging here. I'm not saying I would do any better, but I'm just saying, I think the concept of a chase is to get away from the cars. You're kind of running into them.
At first, I thought mom was driving.
Damn.
We need to edit that out.
I'm not editing it out. As many times as you fuck me on this podcast, fuck you. Mom, just know I don't agree with what he said. This guy's like, fuck. This is where you say, I don't believe it. I was just saying it for the entertainment factor.
the views of Matt does not reflect me. But I will give a good compliment to this fucking film.
Ooh.
It's about fucking time somebody talks in a different language and they fucking let the subtitles hang out for us slower readers. Shit pisses me off, man. And they were nice enough to hook us up.
Well, fuck. They put the Arabic and the fucking the English, and they put it, I mean, they covered the whole goddamn screen with those fucking subtitles. I hope you could fucking read it.
Why the fuck is it in Arabic? The motherfucker spoke in Arabic.
That's so what I'm saying.
If you could read Arabic, you understood what the dude said.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
I didn't even notice that. I was too busy trying to fucking read.
I watched this movie called Parasite the other day. It's been a movie that's been on my watch list for fucking years. It was it won whatever the fucking the award for best film a few years ago. But it's a Korean movie, so it's all in subtitles. And the whole time I'm reading it, I was like, you know, I could never fucking review this with Josh because all I would hear is, I'm not fucking reading a goddamn movie the entire fucking time.
I'm here to watch the movie, not read it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking the entire fucking time, man. Like, it took me out of it.
And you know, the other letdown, man, is when they're rescuing Tom Harris and his interpreter in the compound or whatever it was. That was such wasted, man. That could have been a fucking cool ass shootout, something. But, you know, all you really see is the interpreter got the brakes beat off his ass.
Yeah, you guys fucking ass beat. What? You know, we were talking about budgets. It had to have gone to the finale where they just dropped the fucking hellfire down.
That was cool.
I'm not going to lie. That was pretty cool. I mean, you don't see anything other than just explosions, but it was pretty fucking cool.
But I do appreciate the bad guys seeing the fence around the airport and was like, oh, fuck, we can't go there.
We got morals.
But did you notice... Did you notice they threw a few of these political punches in on this fucking movie?
Did they?
When they're all at the round table and he's like, yeah, we're out of ammo. And he's like, well, how the hell are you out of ammo? They left like thousands of cases for you. I wonder if that was written to be a dig or it was just a coincidence that that's actually what happened over there. It's in the very beginning. All the Middle Eastern guys are in that round table talking about stuff. And he's like, I need ammo because I'm running out. And he's like, bro, how the fuck you out of ammo? America left you like a shit ton of stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it was in the very beginning. I was like, oh, yeah. And there was.
Wait, there was a round table discussion?
Well, I mean, it was squared.
It was squared. This motherfucker right here. I mean, fuck, I didn't come here to fucking name shapes.
And I don't think it was like a table. I don't think they have tables over there.
They don't have tables?
Well, look at that one fucking scene where they go visit that Muhammad guy, and the dude's laying out like Somebody's going to feed him grapes and fuck him.
Pay me like one of your French girls, Jack.
I was like, why is he sitting so seductively? And right? Is he airing out his balls or something? I don't understand.
I mean, it's quite hot out there, from what I've heard.
Well, hey,
you need to get some cornstarch or some baby powder, one of the two. So here's two things.
Ew, cornstarch.
I mean, if you had no other options, baby powder.
Absolutely. No.
So you are in another country and you're a spy and you're trying to fucking sabotage them, right? And blow up a nuclear plant. And you kind of fucking know what's going to happen, right? Like, you're doing the job, trying to set it all up, and you're like, wow, this nuclear plant's going to fucking blow up in a little bit. How about I leave after it blows up? You know? Because they're automatically going to think it's the Americans. And I'm pretty sure there's only, like, two Americans in this fucking country right now. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm in the minority here. Like, it's not like a Where's Waldo kind of thing. Like, people fucking see you.
I mean, personally, so, I would have left the country before the fucking nuclear explosion.
That's my point. like, guys, we didn't time this right. You should have left beforehand.
Yeah, no.
And then I love how, and by love, I mean, I didn't whatsoever. It takes like an hour for his cover to be blown in this almost 2 hour long movie. Okay. Like, why are we, like, this is, if this is supposed to be an action movie, an action thriller, why are we taking an hour to set all this bullshit up? You're introducing characters, you're introducing B plots. You know, the sister is over there somewhere. He says, yeah, I'm gonna help you save your sister. And then he never saves the sister. But then at the end of the movie, they tease the sequel. And it's just like, they're setting all this up. Like, guys, we need to cut like 10, 15 minutes at least of this. And let's get to the fucking action, okay? Let's get some suspense in this motherfucker and get me on the edge of my seat. Because we're kind of fucking struggling to do that.
I couldn't agree more.
And the aspect of the different like factions and different groups in the area, all, you know, it's kind of being paid to the highest bidder kind of thing. If someone captures them, I think on paper, that seems like a really, really great idea. A really great idea. The issue is they wasted time on the, whoever the fuck that Saudi Arabian guy was, the one with the motorcycle that just drove from point A to point B the entire time. And he didn't really fucking do anything other than get killed. Why did we really need all that time devoted to him? It was a fucking waste. Okay. And it took the tension out of it when there should have been a lot of tension, because you remember that movie, what the fuck was it called? I done fucking forgot. We reviewed it last year, I think. It was the penthouse guy, and it was like somebody put a hit on him and they were in Las Vegas, and there's like all kinds of different groups trying to kill him for money.
Oh yeah, and that movie was like going on for like fucking hours.
Yeah, and it was terrible. This kind of had that feeling to it. I mean, it was like it messed up. This movie was like better than that movie by far. The idea there is really interesting. It's just like, why can't people capitalize on this fucking good idea? You know,
I think it's too hard to tell a story from that many angles. And life to keep it making angles, sense.
Life is all about angles. Fact of life. That's some deep shit.
That's some deep shit.
That's the point. That's why angles are important. I don't know if you fucking planned that, but that was fucking perfect.
This guy just threw a fucking geometry joke on me.
Oh shit. Let me see here. Oh, last thing that I want to talk about before we cut out of here. So you had mentioned the guy that was laying all seductively on the fucking ground in the desert, and you know, they went up there to get like a fucking car from him or some shit like that. It was I forget what his name was, Ishmael or something like that.
Yeah.
And it ended up being he ended up killing Mo's son.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So you know, this dude tells you that he takes things from the highest bidder. Like, he fucking mentions it out loud to you. And you say, we could trust this guy. And like, and you get pissed off at him when he fucking does it. Like, oh, fuck him. Bro, he told you what he was going to do.
He crawfished a bed and called me a liar.
I thought that was the dumbest fucking shit. Like, he legitimately says in the movie, yeah, man, I go to the highest bidder. And that is legitimately the plot line up to this point has been all these different factions going to the highest bidder. He tells you what he's going to do, and they trusted him. Like, you kind of fucking deserve. You kind of deserve getting your ass whooped. Just saying.
I 100% agree.
Fucking stupidity. This score is going down the more I talk about it, sir.
Yeah, you know, I had it a little bit higher, and then you got me rolling about shit, and now I'm like, man, fuck this movie.
You know, to be fair, you went on your little rants all by yourself. I hadn't said really anything super negative until you said stuff.
I mean, you're not wrong.
for once, it was you.
But I still do stand by my fact that it entertained me.
Oh, no, I will absolutely disagree. I didn't find it entertaining. I broke it up into, I think, two different watches because, one, it put me to sleep the first watch. Actually, it was three watches. I'm not counting the second one because I was on the ambulance when I had to watch it. So, boom.
Yeah.
But what would you give this movie, and would you recommend this to anybody?
Give it a deuce. Since most of our podcast listeners probably don't know what that means, two.
It's two for the uninitiated.
It's two for you bitches that didn't get the geometry joke.
I think originally I was going with, I think I originally gave it 2.5. Originally, like before we even started the podcast. And then I think when I sent you the link to start the podcast, I was like, you know what? Thinking about this movie a little bit more, I dropped it down to 2 stars before we even did this. So now I'm like, is this like a 1.5? Is it? I don't feel like, even with its missteps and some of the plot holes and the stupidity and kind of the boringness of it, I can't sit here and say that it is just an extremely below average movie in the way that it was made, if that makes any sense. I'm going to stick with 2 stars. I think that's a fair score for it. I did not like it. I would not recommend this to people. I think there are other movies out there that you can watch that have the same kind of, not plot line, but if you're in the mood for like a Middle Eastern kind of a CIA type of movie, there are better movies out there. I mean, you can go watch Green Zone. That's a good movie. The Kingdom's a good movie. Even The Covenant, which we reviewed several weeks ago, you can watch that. That one's a lot better than this. There's better movies with this type of source material. So I'm gonna give it 2 stars. Just straight up skip it. Skip it. For sure.
This guy said, who the fuck goes around and be like, you know what, I feel like a Middle Eastern thriller tonight.
I mean, not me personally, but there's people out there that do get that feeling.
No. Yeah.
You don't ever get like the weird, I wouldn't say that you were always huge into movies.
But I've always been huge.
Motherfucker, you can lie to somebody else, okay?
Bitch couldn't give me. You couldn't even let me slide. Couldn't even give it to me.
I fucking take no prisoners, motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah, sometimes I think to myself, you know what? I just I'm in the mood for like a shitty action movie, or I'm in the movie for kind of a CIA type of movie, a thriller. So I get in those kind of moods every once in a while.
Yeah, I got you.
But guys, that is going to be it from us. Leave us a comment below if you have watched Kandahar. I don't know how it would be, but is this in your top 10? Is it top 10, like bottom 10 worst movies of the year? Let us know. Also, in the links down below, we have links to our Patreon, patreon.com/2game. You can go there and support us. We'd greatly appreciate that. You can become creators / producers of all of our content. So we would greatly appreciate your support that way. But regardless, just clicking on this video, liking, subscribing is grateful enough. So thank you so much. There's also links to our merch. Go buy a t-shirt or a hoodie. It's getting a little chilly out there if you're somewhere other than Louisiana. And also there are links to our social media accounts as well. So go follow, subscribe, like, do whatever the fuck you got to do to keep up with us. We would greatly appreciate that. But other than that, guys, wait. What movie we review next week?
You ready for this?
Fucking give it to me, dog. Give it to me.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
What the fuck is that?
It is a movie, sir.
I never would have. The Boy?
It's a in the striped pajamas. It's a war / thriller. It's got a good rating on IMDb.
I've got 3.6 on Letterboxd.
I've seen a small clip of it, and it drew me in to go find out what movie it was. And I said, you know what? This is nothing I would ever fucking watch, so I'm going to fucking watch it. And I'm going to subject you to it while we do it.
All right. Fuck it. Wait, pajamas is not even spelled right. It's like spelled differently. It's
it may be pronounced pajamas.
Pajamas? You know, normally
you uneducated motherfucker.
I'll allow it. Well, guys, if you are interested in The Boy in the Striped, go watch that, and we will review that next week. But until then, we appreciate y'all joining us, and we will catch y'all next time on another episode. Laters.
Laters.
You motherfucker.